I am Joe Martin, host of this special podcast today. We're with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. The Community Blood Bank specializes in connecting donors to patients in need who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and in the other communities that they serve. Dee, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now, Dee, this goes without saying, but we've had our share of bad winter weather already this year. How have the storms impacted the Community Blood Bank?
Absolutely. So last week was, I think, something Erie hasn't experienced in quite a while. And, you know, one thing for us, it's really difficult when there's a shelter in place because we still need blood donors every day. Obviously, that need never goes away. But then we're kind of balancing this line of asking people to come out when it might not be safe. So it's kind of that fine line of if you're safely able to come in. We were carpooling last week. We were offering to pick up donors. But ultimately, last week, we had to cancel 15 blood drives, and we lost over 400 donations due to those canceled drives and limited hours at our fixed site. So this week, we're trying to rebound from that. But haven't had quite the turnout that we need. Obviously, it's snowing again, and we're hopeful it's going to be nothing like last week, but we're just really asking our community, as much as we all just want to sit in our warm houses, to please try and make time to donate blood when you're safely able to get to us. This week, we've been back to normal in the sense of we're holding drives and being open our normal hours, but like I said, we haven't really seen the best donor turnout. Obviously, again, I understand looking outside, but we are hoping that improves. We are open special hours this Saturday to hopefully continue to rebound some of the loss that we had. And all donors this week receive a special holiday-themed t-shirt.
Very cool. Indeed, I know that to assist with that donor turnout, you have another great Community Blood Bank promotion starting, I believe, December 14th. Can you tell us all about the Gift of Life promotion at the Erie Donor Center?
Absolutely. So Gift of Life is one of my favorite promos. So it's an annual promotion that we have. And it's basically, you know, donors come in and they're giving the gift of life. And then we also get to give them kind of a literal gift back. So each day there's something different. And with this promo, whereas not all of our promos are donated to us, but with this, typically all of the items are donated by local organizations. So this year, some of those include Romolo's chocolates, Polacco's chocolates, Potraz will have some plants that we're giving away, our own candle company, Arts Bakery, AB Creative, and new this year to work with us, Gannon IHAC. Their department has made some really cool Community Blood Bank ornaments that we'll be giving away. And so each day, each donor receives two items here at our Erie Donor Center. And like you said, yep, that starts this Saturday, December 14th. Like I said, we're having special hours. We'll be here 9 to 12:30. Kicking off the Gift of Life days.
We're speaking with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. Dee, later this month, it's yet another great blood bank holiday promotion, your Holiday Heroes promotion. Can you tell us all about that kickoff event and upcoming campaign?
Sure. So, yep, like you said, another kind of annual event that we have. And as you can tell, we have a lot of annual campaigns around the holidays because it is a really tough time for blood donations. People are focused on other things. We can't have all of the school drives that we have right now because there are those breaks in the high schools and colleges. But Holiday Heroes is a week-long campaign where we encourage first responders and then friends, family, and supporters of first responders to come in and donate blood. So we'll have a sign-in sheet at our front desk and at several drives in the area that are going to be participating. And you basically write down the first responder organization that you're supporting. It's a friendly competition and the winning group gets a small prize and of course bragging rights. So our kickoff will be Monday, December 23rd at 9 a.m. And we're going to have a press conference with representatives from the Erie Police, Erie Fire Department, and the mayor will be here. And then this year we're lucky enough to partner with Cafe 310, who will be catering the kickoff and then baking a sweet treat for the winning group.
Dee, looking ahead, January, National Blood Donor Month at the Community Blood Bank. Can you tell us all about that promotion and incentives?
Absolutely. So to celebrate National Blood Donor Month, all month long, every donor will receive a special long sleeve t-shirt. It's really the only time of year that we do a long sleeve t-shirt. And then in addition, we have a really special kickoff this year. So one of our longtime platelet donors, his name is Tim Campbell. He had this goal. He has a book that he carries around with him, and he tries to donate every date of the year. So all 366 dates. And so over the course of years, that's meant that we've opened up our donor center on holidays just for him. So last year, several of us were here on Christmas Day. The year before, it was 4th of July. And he was going to achieve this amazing goal on New Year's Day this year. However, about a month ago, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, which has derailed his goals a bit. That is a deferral for a period of time. So on Saturday, January 4th, we are doing a special heart-to-heart blood drive at our Erie Donor Center in honor of Tim. So we're basically asking the community to step up and donate on behalf of this amazing community member for the time. He won't be able to donate for a period of time, but we're asking people to kind of step up and donate on his behalf.
Dee, what an absolutely incredible story. I mean, truly, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Dee, any closing thoughts about the need or the shortage that exists today?
You know, I just always say nobody ever has to come in and donate blood. It's not something any of us are required to do, but it's also not something that requires a special skill or talent. Anyone can do it. And 62% of the population is eligible to donate. So chances are, if you're listening to this, you are eligible to donate. And we just really ask that community members step up. It's up to us as a community to make sure we have a safe blood supply. So while we're in the giving spirit this month, please, please, please consider donating blood.
Thanks to Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us again today. To learn more about the blood bank, be sure to visit fourhearts.org today. That's fourhearts.org. Thanks for listening to a WPSE podcast production.